G'day legends, legendaries, welcome to another episode of Generation Get To It, a sugar hit of positivity and health for you to get the most out of yourself to inspire this generation and the next. Make sure you like, subscribe, see the latest episode and share the word so we can get more people out there changing their lives for the better. If you want to make sure you're staying up to date with all the episodes and being one of the many who have subscribed, please subscribe to the podcast. It helps boost numbers and also make sure that you can get the most out of yourself to help your kids, your family, yourself, and also share the word to others too, because if there's one thing that I know helps my friends and my friends help me with, it's sharing podcasts and information so that we can all grow together. So for today's episode, it's all about motivating teenagers and also yourself, understanding how the brain works, why kids just don't seem that motivated, why sometimes they may seem lazy, but they're actually not. And what motivations should we really be focusing on? There's a lot of different things in the world, and I'm sure as you've seen, a lot of the things that they're motivated by are sitting on the internet and not so much in the real life. But how can we make sure we are focusing on the right things and ensure that our motivation is going to last a long time and not just be a short spurt of something new and then we left ourselves feeling unproductive and unsure of where to go next? So for today's quote, this is from Winston Churchill. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. And so I'm sure a lot of you understand that attitude can go a long way when it comes to making sure we can all improve. And the earlier we can start creating a positive attitude in the world, the better we'll be in the long run. So today's episode, we're going to go break down a few things in terms of the foundations of motivation. What is motivation? Why is it important? How the brain works? And also making sure we're going to have some practical tips and knowledge so that you can implement it into your family too, into your teenager, and also even yourself, because I know at the best of times we can be a little bit unmotivated, and that's completely fine. But how do we make sure you stay on the right track and continue on into the sunset following the things which are really important to us? And so for the first thing, let's talk about the physiology of it. So when it comes to the teenage brain versus the adult brain, we're going to look up what we call the upstairs and the downstairs brain. So the upstairs brain is what we call the computer brain. It's also known as the prefrontal cortex. And this is the slowest development of the brain. Okay, well, it's slower than the bottom half. And so during the up to the age of 25, where until our brain is completely formed and developed, we lack decision-making, planning, self-control, as we're still maturing. And so as you understand, for a lot of teenagers, it doesn't allow them to be able to act the right way or to understand the greater picture of things, why they do things that are slightly more dangerous and why they don't really process information as they should. I'm sure there's been a lot of questionable decisions in their time and also understanding why they're not motivated by things which should actually motivate them. But in fact, they're caught in a little emotional response, which leads us into the bottom half of the brain, okay? Which is also called, which is the limbic system, which has got to do with the brainstem and the top of the spinal cord. And so this is developed a lot earlier because it's for processing emotions. Now, as you can understand, this is also now known as our primal brain, or our fight or flight response. And the reason why this is so important and at such an early age is because, like, we need it for survival. It's so important to make sure that when danger strikes or something comes along, we don't feel right, we start acting on it straight away. Which is why, as a kid, we get so many mood swings, they get really upset over little things which don't really make much sense. And ultimately, they don't really have the right motivation going forward because they're concentrating on things which are highly emotional. So the limbic system, or the lower brain, is highly active and is usually developed, but has a very heightened emotional response, which does lead us to this risk-taking behavior. It also allows to search for new experiences. So being able to understand how they both work together is going to be really important to make sure that they're taking the right, or having the right responses, taking the right steps forward, making the right decisions. But of course, they're very aware of their surroundings when they can trust their gut feeling. They can understand that some things just don't add up, so I'm not going to do it. And that's where we have to make sure we join the barrier between them both. But in terms of motivation, this is where we're going to have a look at how they both intersect for that. So when it comes to motivation, there are two types of motivation we like to look at. We have intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. So an intrinsic motivation is something that is inherently interesting or enjoyable. It's basically when you do an activity and you feel just pleasure of doing it, like a deeper learning or a satisfaction. Like the I used, like to always say that, you know, two of the biggest qualities we should have are curiosity and playfulness. Because curiosity is going to help us to learn, and playfulness is going to make it, or help us learn too, but it's going to give that satisfaction that something's just fun. It's good. It feels nice. So being able to play the guitar or something like that, you know, for a teenager, when they're not told to, but because they genuinely enjoy making music, or when they like reading about a certain topic, like fiction or something like that, that's cool too, because they just inherently love it. It's also a lot of things where they like just getting better at certain things. So like if they like playing Xbox or PlayStation, they just like doing it because it's playful, it's fun, it's, you know, maybe with friends. And also for the kid out there who's also playing a lot of, you know, footy or sport or netball or something like that, that's can be also really, really fun too. And that's because they like playing with their friends, they like doing something which is going to get them better, likes getting their heart rate up, stuff like that. That's really, really important for us. And that's where the intrinsic motivation comes. And so now let's look at the extrinsic motivation, because an extrinsic motivation is leading towards a separate outcome. It's about external rewards, like, you know, how good are my grades? How much money am I making? Am I getting the pat on the back or the recognition that I possibly deserve what I do? And the reason why this one is slightly different is because if you don't achieve very well, so if you don't get the good grades, you may not, you know, best in the class, you don't get rewarded. So therefore you lose motivation. And also the issue with this is that a lot of times we tie our self-worth to the fact that we don't get the grades. So therefore, if I'm not getting really good grades or I'm not getting into a particular sporting team, then I'm not worth the time or the effort and I'm not as good a person as I think I am, not just in the sporting realm or academic realm, but more so in general. And as we know by the research, the kids that get into those teams earlier in life doesn't guarantee them having total success in the future. So it's really important to make sure we don't get tied up into these extrinsic motivations and start focusing on the ones that are going to be more internal and are going to be more focused on the longer term. So if we're going to make sure we start focusing on fostering an intrinsic motivation, we need to be quite strategic about it. When you find that we have to start we need to start researching and looking into and talking to a teenager about the types of passions they have in life, right? Like start encouraging exploration, a bit of playfulness and curiosity into what they're doing. If you find that they're too singly focused on the one thing, it can be really hard for them to actually ensure they find the right hobbies or subjects or sports that can really truly interest them and get them moving in the right direction. If you can find that they are just naturally drawn towards it and they have like a joy of learning about it, then it's more likely they're going to have that, you know, the learning and the discovery and start finding that intrinsic motivation inside of them. If you find that all they, you know, the only time they're happy is when they're achieving the, you know, the most incredible outcome, but the whole process leading up to that is actually they're quite unmotivated, not really looking forward to it, then it's probably not something that we want to be looking at. We're going to be looking at the type of activity where they're going to be enjoying themselves throughout the experience. And when they do succeed at it and they're super excited and happy, we celebrate that. That's about making sure that they're more process-driven than outcome-driven. That being said, extrinsic motivation can be used wisely too. Because at the end of the day, we're very intrinsic motivated, but there's always a little bit of extrinsic motivation in there as well. Okay, so we can drive them a little further to make sure we get a bit more out of them by using some kind of personal growth or achievement. But rather than just using the materialistic gains, start talking about how things can be more meaningful when we actually use the right carrot to chase, essentially. If we want to make sure that we're actually getting a little bit more out of them, we need to make sure that we understand what are the motivators that really drive them. But also we need to understand that there are some times when we need a little bit of external motivation just to push us over the edge. I'm sure I've had lots of times during your own career, your own sporting, you know, your fitness journey, your relationship journey, where you're like enjoying it, you're like, this is kind of cool, I'm really intrinsically motivated. But then there gets to points where you get really, it gets really tough. And like, I've got to say, like in my personal journey, like when I've been training up for a competition, I really like the training I'm doing, whether it was triathlon, rugby, jiu-jitsu, things like this. I really enjoyed the process. But those last couple of weeks, they're really tough. And so you say to yourself, if I, commit to doing the race, getting it done, I can reward myself with X, right? Or maybe I do just really want to get this medal. That's okay. But if we start concentrating that from the get-go, then the second that we don't achieve that medal or that reward at the end because we haven't done well enough, then everything falls to bits. That's why it's really important we start putting together the motivations to start driving ourselves to the long term. That's when it's really important we start finding the balance between them both so we can actually create a long-term effect when it comes to motivation. Weighing more on the intrinsic side, but also allowing for the extrinsic side to come about as well. So a really great way that I make sure we have like a practical approach to these things is by using a vision board or like a goals list. Something that you've gone through specifically, whether it's with your team or yourself, to make sure that you know exactly what you want to do and what you want to achieve. You start putting out short-term goals, start putting out long-term goals. We're in the short-term goals, so when we hit them, we celebrate them, we start staying more motivated. And we're in the long-term goals, so we can actually see the big picture. What are we actually aiming for out there? So that way, when we have like all our, failures and setbacks and things like that, we still know what we're looking for. Because during these darkest times are when we really need that bit of light. And if we can make sure we have that light by encouraging things like having a growth mindset, having a really good mentor or role model that we can start aiming towards, and celebrating those small wins along the way to help build the momentum, that's going to be really important. And so when we talk about creating practical tips, I really like the vision board and things like that, or having someone by your side so you can actually guide you along the way. I do that a lot with my teenagers now. We get into like our session, we start breaking down what we want to achieve, how we're going to achieve it, having things along the way, and then I help nurture them through their goals along the way. Whatever they are, it's their space, it's their personal time. And I make sure that when we're talking about these things, it's completely about them. It's not about me. I obviously want them to achieve more and do cool things that they want to do, but ultimately, it's dynamic. They're going to have times that are up or down. And we're going to have to make sure that we're compassionate about it, we're empathetic about it, and we start keeping that motivation going. Understand that we're going to have times where they start questioning themselves, not really figuring out why they want to do it, but ultimately, this is why we have this plan in place. So we know exactly what we're leaning towards and how we're going to do it. And that's going to be really important in terms of the long-term side of things. Making sure we have that drive, that motivation, ensuring that we have our goals out there in front of us to give us that reminder to keep us moving. So what I want you to do from this one, I want you to take this home, either apply this to yourself or even apply it to your teenager. Figure out like what do you guys really want? Talk about passions. Be really open-minded to the fact that what they want may not be anything like they've said to you before. I find that a lot when I work with teens that like I literally had a call this morning where the parent told me one thing about how important it is for the teenager to achieve this. And when I spoke to a teen, they had absolutely no interest in doing that whatsoever. They're being motivated by someone else and weren't being motivated by themselves. So that's what's really important. We have these people in our life that we can keep us motivated, keep us mentored, and ensure that we are actually doing the thing which we want to do. Because otherwise, they're not going to be motivated. They're not going to be enjoying what they're doing. And we're not going to get the most out of them to live a fulfilling, healthy, purposeful life. And that's what we want for each other. So that's all the time for today. Hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you do some of this work for yourself, okay? I think it's really important that we don't just provide this to our team and start telling them how they should be doing it, but it's really important we start doing it too and start doing the things which are going to make a big difference in your life. Because like I said, one role model is worth more than a billion words of what you can tell them, a billion lectures. If you can be the person that you want them to be the one that goes after their dreams, that does more, that does the things which are truly purposeful to them, creates good relationships, looks after their health, eats well, exercise regularly. These are going to be the biggest driver for your kids, your teen, and also your partner, friends, all that kind of stuff. It really radiates out. This is why community is so important. So that's all the time for today. If you want to jump in our Purposeful Parenting community, it's currently at $11 a month. It's very, very affordable. It'll be going up soon, but I want to make sure that you guys access it first so that you can get involved with a cool community that has all the cool things to speak about, and we can actually get you moving in the right direction. So until next time, let's go. Get to it.